the show. I'm John Hiller, Media OCU. On today's podcast, an interfaith experience. I wanted to see what it was like to be a Muslim here on campus, so I decided to go to a Friday prayer service in the interfaith prayer room.
Allahu Akbar.
At the service, I talked to Yassim, a Muslim from Tunisia, about his experience in America and on campus. Christians have Sunday, Jews have Saturday, but for Muslims, Friday is the most important day for worship. Friday prayer services are called Jama'ah. Now, I've been to one of these services at the Islamic Center of Greater Oklahoma City, the big mosque on 36th Street, but I wanted to try the on-campus version for myself. The service began as members started to file into the prayer room. One by one, they'd come in and greet each other with handshakes and hugs, and the traditional greeting of salam, which means peace in Arabic. It was very friendly. Everyone came up to me, shook my hand, and gave me the greeting.
Salam.
I was surprised how friendly it was. It seemed like I was an old friend. The service officially began with a call to prayer. The imam asked around for a while before somebody would finally volunteer to sing the traditional call to prayer. After the call to prayer, the imam, the leader of the service, gave the khutbah, what a Christian would call a sermon. This sermon was similar to any evangelical Christian sermon about heaven and hell that I had heard before. You know, be decent in this life so you don't suffer eternal punishment, that kind of thing. It was hard to follow because he went back and forth between English and Arabic, and because of his thick accent, it was hard to tell when he was actually speaking English. I later learned that even when there are only Arabic speakers there, he still goes back and forth between English and Arabic. I guess it's to help those that are there practice their English. The service concluded with a group prayer. It was sung by the leader, and there were some call and response sections. The men stood shoulder to shoulder, facing the east. At one point, they all got down on their knees in unison, and then on their face in prostration. The first time I went to a mosque, I was uncomfortable joining along in the prostrations during the prayer. I just stood in the back and watched. But this time, in the more intimate setting of the prayer room on campus with the smaller group, I felt okay participating. It was a little odd because I didn't understand what was being said, but I knew that they were praying to the same God that I prayed to. But this whole experience almost didn't happen for me at all. I found a poster advertising the Jama'ah service from 1:10 to 1:40 on Fridays in the Interfaith Prayer Room. But as I later found out, it seemed that this meant that the service would start sometime between 1:10 and 1:40.
Hello, this is John. I'm in the Interfaith Prayer Room. It's Friday, a little after 1 o'clock, and I am the only one in here. I saw advertised on some flyers that there was a prayer service from 1:10 to 1:40 every Friday, and I don't see anybody in here. The room is quiet, it's dark, and it's empty, other than a chair and a shelf for shoes that has no shoes on it but mine. We'll wait it out for a little bit and we'll see what happens.
I was just about to put my shoes back on and leave when I saw someone walking up to the door. He peered under the glass and didn't see anybody and waited outside. I popped my head out and let him in. I think he was surprised to see me there. But he took off his shoes and he came inside and then we began to talk. His name was Yassim. And he started asking me questions about why I was there, but in a friendly way. He asked me why I was interested in Islam and why I was there. I told him it was for an interfaith dialogue class. Then we began to talk about our religious experiences. I told him that I'd been to a mosque before, and then he asked me what I thought the biggest difference between the mosque and church was.
I think the
kind of the big difference is, like, when people first come to church, they don't, like, start praying as soon as they get to church. It's kind of more of a social time, but I found it really interesting how people would kind of come in little by little and start praying, and then kind of they all started together. And then that's the other big difference was the separating the men and women. Because my girlfriend came with us.
So she had to be behind you.
Yeah, so she went in the other door.
Did they ask her to cover her face?
No, they didn't ask her to cover up. But when we all came in the front door, and one of the guys like kind of stood up and said, "No, she can't be in here. She needs to go around." But you know, like they were nice about it.
Even after we talked a while about our plans after graduation, he still seemed confused at why I would choose to come to this prayer service. So he asked me if I had to be there. So I guess it's time for full disclosure. It was mandatory for me to be there. Well, not there specifically, but for an interfaith dialogue class I'm in, I have to do a social experiment. So I decided to go to this prayer service. But anyway, enough questions about me. I wanted to see what Yusim's experience was in his mosque back home.
It's kind of the same, it's just probably the little difference. Like, here they don't call the praying or the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because in every mosque, usually in Muslim countries, there is a voice that call and say, like, we're going to pray or something like this. I mean, it's always the same call, the same sense they say, but we know that's time for that pray, as like, you know, there's five prayers a day, so they do it five times a day.
Five times a day? That's a lot of dedication. I wanted to know what his experience was like praying five times a day here in America, even without the reminders.
It's on your own, you know, like you gotta, it's all about you. If you really want to do it, you really want to worship, you know. So I'd say a lot of people who goes and study abroad, it's like, either he became stronger, or like his faith became stronger, or he's going to be lost in his faith, you know.
Yeah.
It's like it's on your own. It's like how bad you want it or you don't care. But I mean, luckily I came here and I felt like my faith became stronger and I became more responsible about it, and I'm curious, and I just love it, you know.
But how can your faith become stronger thousands of miles from home? Well, Yusim said it was because he was so far from home that his faith was strengthened.
First, like, you're here by your own, you know. Mm-hmm. You come to a new country, you know nobody, you know. It's like you're just on your own. So that you find yourself, probably the closest one to you is God, you know. So you start. And also, like, you wanted to come, like, the United States probably something big for anybody. And like coming here and studying here and having a scholarship, like you see how thankful you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you start believing more, like God giving me this gift or whatever. So I give you back anything I can, you know. And to me, I was like, I see how Americans, like they act and how they think. It's probably weird, but I'm like, I feel more thankful, like.
You know, college students everywhere are faced with that same challenge when they leave home. Am I going to keep going to church? Am I going to keep following the same faith that my parents taught me? Even Yusim, when he traveled thousands of miles from home, was faced with that same question. What am I going to do with my faith? Am I going to keep being a Muslim, or am I just going to kind of ignore that part of my life? I'm glad that for Yusim, he decided to deepen his faith, to learn more about it. He said that when people would ask him questions about being a Muslim and he didn't know the answer, he would go Google it, and that's actually how he learned more about his faith. I had the same decision to make freshman year. In fact, freshman year, I hardly went to church at all. I just didn't feel the need, and the laundry room was always empty on Sunday mornings. But now I go to church every week, mostly because I worked there. But as I learn more about Christianity and theology in my classes, I found it more and more important to be a part of a community. And I think that that's a universal value. No matter what religion you are, are no religion. We all just want to be a part of a larger community. We want to have a sense of identity. I find that in church, and Yassim finds that with this group on Friday afternoons in the Interfaith Prayer Room, even if it doesn't always start on time. Well, that's all we have for today's show. Thank you so much for listening. I'm John Hiller, Media OCU.